Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
The Chicago Bears are 9-3. We invite callers if you want to be part of this ruckus broadcast that we are doing with a Bears win. We may even take some comments from the crowd, depending on the intake. But first of all, sort of the way we began the day, the party we were having before this game even started, Miles is back with the handheld mic. Miles, what have ye to say?
I've been a Bears fan my entire life. 37 years. I was literally in this mall when it was the grand opening. The most exciting thing that just happened was right now, being with my Bear fans. Bear the f*** on.
We prefer heck. They had to pull the mic. All right.
Yeah. Live okay. Shows. Live shows.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so good in the pregame.
Yes, it was.
An emotional Miles.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and you understand his emotion, right. The way the Chicago Bears look today, getting a big win.
There's a lot going on the postgame show on Friday. Popcorn was being thrown like it's Benny the Bull. There's a lot happening. Bears fans are happy, Speaks, and they should be happy. They should be excited.
Oh, hell yeah.
They deserve it. They've been walking through muck for 15 years.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the thing. It's like it's been such an ugly thing for the franchise as recently as, you know, a year ago. I mean, at this moment a year ago, I think we were talking about Thomas Brown and what he might be able to do with a 5-game run as an interim head coach. Those were the conversations. And
yeah.
I mean, a couple off seasons in a row of Poles position, followed by Ben's vision. I feel a hell of a lot better about Ben's vision. But yeah, man, this is a wonderful time. And as the backdrop of this, I wonder, like, what do we feel like we know about the Bears? What do we know for sure about the Bears? I feel like I know, Lawrence, they could run it on anybody, anywhere, at any time. After you just did that, I think they'll be able to run it on Green Bay this weekend. And they should. They should try to be that team from the get-go against every opponent, shouldn't they? The run game travels.
Yes. Having a run game and a defense, that usually means in December and January, if you're playing outside, you have a better chance of winning some games. There's a small part of the Caleb thing that we didn't really touch on that we should. You know, the idea of like special arm talent, like that concept has come up, and we've seen it in the crazy plays that Caleb makes where he will roll out right and then throw a bullet. I think it actually played a role in Friday's game. With the wind being as bad as it was, he made throws that Jalen Hurts didn't make.
He made those incredibly strong-armed throws to get through the wind. That's interesting. Yeah, and he also made some touch throws in the fourth that we'll discuss as well.
Yeah, the Cole Kmet touchdown was amazing. By the way, I don't know if I didn't even bring this up to the folks in the control room. We have added a second tree with a second bear. The Emma bear now also has standing. If you widen out to the third position, the Emma bear is now taking hold of the other Christmas tree.
So we're in 12 personnel with in terms of Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Once again.
Well, we are. We tried to tell Port to not bring the other team's Christmas trees in here.
Yeah. Actually, I guess it's 22 personnel. The very rare 22 personnel.
That's right. Yeah. Two tight ends.
Two tight ends and two backs. Because you and I are the running backs here. The two hosts and two trees. So, two trees.
Two trees.
One, two trees.
Two trees.
But yeah, it's the very rare 22 personnel is here.
So I'm glad that the folks that are watching on YouTube and the folks that are watching on Twitch now get to see two bears. There's the one whose shirt says Bears is obviously the Grody Bear. Get it? Bears?
Yeah.
And then the other bear is the Emma Bear. It just says Middays on the Score on his nice little shirt. But yes, we've got the Grody Bear and the Emma Bear climbing the Bear's Christmas tree. I feel like we should take some calls now.
Yeah, I think that must be the next step.
All right, let's go to Dre, who's calling from the city. Dre, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I just want to say, man, first off, Bears have an amazing season. Shout out to that. But what I wanted to get to is something that's been kind of left behind because we have any success and it got overblown a little bit. But if you guys remember last year, a lot of people were saying, you know, with the DJ Moore incident, with him walking off the sideline, DJ Moore got a lot of flack for that. And people were saying that, you know, he's not tuned in, him and the quarterback. I think it's time to give DJ Moore some credit for all the talk he was getting about him being a quitter and him being that. I think he's shown signs of being a great leader. I think he's been tremendously tough this year, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
I don't know about the leader part. I got to be honest. I think he's incredibly tough. I think he's a really good pro for the most part. Last year was an anomaly. Those incidents were an anomaly in his career. And now he seems to be back to being a good pro.
And can you imagine, like, think about it from DJ's point of view.
For what last year was?
Not just last year, your whole career, where it's like you've had these great seasons with it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter who's playing quarterback. Like, you've been able to go and do stuff. But you're not winning. You spend your whole career not winning. And then you come to a place where you think, well, maybe we can win, and it doesn't quite work. And then that gets put on hold. And it's like, well, it's not going to work with Justin. We're going to move on. And now you have to work with this new quarterback who has a way that he wants to do things. But I think that what's brought him in, if we want to give credit again to Ben Johnson, of Ben being like, hey, this is what I expect. This is what I need. And we want you to be a part of it, so much of a part of it that we're going to use you in a bunch of different ways because you're that type of player.
And I think that's true. And we saw from everybody, from all those targets on the offense, a willingness to block and an ability to make plays when need to. You've already mentioned the Kmet touchdown. There are a couple drop downs to Kmet, little check downs. Luther Burden had four catches on six targets. Colston Loveland with some big time footwork on a sideline at a big moment, and Caleb found him. Alamide Zaccheaus on a wide receiver screen that Caleb executed well in the fourth quarter on third down. DJ Moore with two catches. Rome Odunze. All those guys had at least two catches. Spread the ball around.
Let's go to Adam, who's calling from the dirty. Hey, Adam, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Spiegs. I think for the first time in my life since 2018 at least, so not that many years ago, it feels like things are like the Bears are good and could actually be good, and you have the optimism after the expectations of wanting them to be good. And what I've learned, at least this past weekend with the defense, was they were kind of like the Black Knight and Monty Python in terms of how dead and injured they were. But when he said, I'm going to bite your legs off, the Bears have actually been doing that with all of their takeaways. And that's them without Jalen Johnson and Kyra Gordon now just finally getting back. Like, I'm not afraid of Green Bay for the first time in my life. I feel like we might be the movie monster chasing them.
Oh, boy.
I like that.
I like it, too. I want to agree. I want to feel it.
I'm afraid of Micah Parsons. I don't know if I'm afraid of Green Bay, per se, but I am afraid of Micah Parsons.
I'll get there. Like, I know that I'm going to get there, but I'm having kind of that, the Packers willies, especially because it feels so good otherwise.
Well, wait a minute. I know I've only been here a year and a half, but I feel like about a year ago.
Yeah.
On this show, it's called the Spiegel and Holmes show. Mm-hmm. Alex, you weren't here at the time. Tanny, you were. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember someone on this show predicting the Bears beating the Packers not once, but twice?
And betting it, leading a charge.
God, Lawrence, it's so funny.
I wasn't
funny
here, but I do remember that.
God, who was it?
Yeah, I led a charge of listeners. I collected money my personal Venmo account, and I got it down.
We think that was legal.
You were almost right.
We're not sure if it's legal. We're going to do it again. We're probably going to do it again later in the week. I'm just admitting how I feel right now here today.
And then you bought a timeshare with that money or something?
I bought a timeshare. That's a you different thing. You bought him lunch, yeah.
And then he told us about Sweet Swinging Billy Williams and Good, look, Better, Best.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. That was last year. We knew the Packers were better, but I was feeling some of that Bears vibe on the upswing. Now,
and there was lots of it. There was lots of good Bears vibes last year.
Yeah, tons of it.
But right now, like, I know the Bears are better. I'm just, football hasn't footballed the Bears in like 9 weeks.
That's true.
That's what my instant reaction is. All those games that they won, that it was like, oh boy, we're on repeat here. This wasn't one of them. Steelers win wasn't one of them, but there were so many where like the luck of the league worked for them. I feel like luck of the league is going to come back at some point.
Here's the way that I feel, because I know that whether it's in YouTube comments, people on Twitch, folks that are just screaming at the radio in their car, don't say that. Don't say that about the Packers. Don't say that. If your fear is about this year's Packers, I will accept that. I'll accept, like, you feel like you've watched them be really good in spaces and you think that the Bears don't match up. If that's how you feel, then okay. But if your fear of the Packers is based in 30 years of history,
it's institutional.
I want you to let that fear go.
You're talking,
even if
you're
the
talking
Bears lose.
You're talking to me. It's institutional fear, and it's league fear, you know? So that's where it is. I think the way out of it is to run at Micah Parsons again and again and again and again and again.
Okay.
Make that man tackle running backs again and again and again and again.
Okay.
And again.
See, Lawrence, I know you're scared of Micah Parsons, but I had this weird realization watching the Packers and Lions game, and I think it was in the second quarter when he lined up over the left guard, and he got a sack on like a triple move where the left guard held up pretty well. But I had this realization. I'm like, Caleb Williams doesn't take that sack.
It's easier to sack Jared Goff than it is to sack Caleb Williams.
Well, why doesn't he take the sack? Because he gets rid of the ball
because
quick?
Jared Goff was a sitting duck. Okay. He could not move. And he saw the guy right in front of him. And he made a couple of moves. Caleb Williams gets out of there before he takes that sack.
He gets out of there and then has options.
Correct.
Right? And maybe he scrambles. Huge scramble from Caleb in a crucial moment against the Eagles to pick up a first down. Yeah, you know,
I've seen Micah Parsons run down. Pick your athletic quarterback. Pick him. He's run down. He's a monster.
Caleb, if Caleb's going to run and spin out of a Micah Parsons sack,
great.
He's just got to leave the pocket and just try to run for, you know, a few yards. Just go forward. Just get out of that pocket as soon as you can because he will run you down.
He's really good at football. Mm-hmm. And that to me is the fear. Everything else, I don't think that you should run into this being like, I don't want to say anything because my Packer fan friend has had it over me over the last. No. This is the time.
Yeah, this is the time.
This is the time for you to be them.
Mm-hmm.
Go be them and then enjoy the game. And win or lose. Here's the thing about them even losing this game. Yeah, they could lose it. Sure, it's the NFL. Things are weird. Ball bounces funny. Although it's, like Speaks has said, is bounced really well for the Bears so far this year. But the thing that you can say is the Bears are here now. And that's something that you, a year ago.
Yeah.
Where are all of us on this?
Oh my God,
no. It feels like the seventh ring of hell this time last year. Because we are talking about Thomas Brown, and I'm having to talk you out of making him the head coach.
We're talking about Thomas Brown, and we're dealing with the fact that they let Matt Eberflus do a morning after that game press conference then fired him 2 hours later.
It was really wild how that... I was like,
don't let him do that.
Yeah, just say we're not doing it.
Cancel it.
We'll get back to you guys
on fine.
This.
It's fine.
And just cancel it.
Just cancel that thing.
It's crazy. I'm glad that people are enjoying both the Emma Bear and the Grody Bear being up there. I'm glad they've stayed, actually. I was a little concerned about Emma.
Yeah, well, Grody's in trouble.
He's hanging on.
He's leaning.
He's hanging on. Let's go out to Brett. Hey, Brett, you're on the score.
Gentlemen, happy first place Monday to you and yours.
Same to you.
Oh, gosh. It's been 8 years I've lived in this decimated city of green and obnoxious yelling of go birds. And for the last week and a half, I've been nothing but obnoxious. And thank you to the Bears running game for just destroying this city. It has been the happiest delight the last 72 hours, having the family in, having them all worried about Birds fans, and having a victory chicken Monday to put the topper on the whole thing.
Yeah, we missed an opportunity.
Where is our chicken?
I think we should do Victory Chicken Wednesday.
What the hell?
Or maybe Friday? Maybe we do Victory Chicken Friday?
Look, it's on us. We're, as a collective...
We should have done turkey.
I mean, it's been rough out here for the chicken budget. I gotta say, with all the winning that has gone on, and then Rinaldi's stepped up wonderfully...
We got a surprise, guys. There's a chef out there. We've got Victory Eagle here today. It's really... the federal government's not going to like this.
No, we're all going to jail.
Yeah.
Leavenworth.
It's endangered. I saw that movie with Marlon Brando doing a Godfather bit, The Freshman, where they were eating all the endangered animals.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Moreau's Island.
Maybe so. Maybe both of them. But man, yeah, there's a lot of Brando in there. Yeah, Victory Eagle would be absolutely delightful.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dino from Mount Greenwood. Hello, Dino. You're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hello. I think it's great to be a Bears fan this week. Just like you said, Lawrence, I don't need the Bears to win this game. It would be nice, but by any metric, Bears are ahead of schedule in the grand scheme of things. We're out of that seventh layer of hell, you know, like Persephone coming out of Hades. And we could see spring coming. But the Packer fans need this game. I have so many friends that they need this game. If the Bears win, not only will I obviously enjoy the win, but I will have a special joy in watching my Packer fan friends who have been talking so much trash this week lose their minds even more.
Hey, Dino, what did Persephone run in the 40? Do you know? Like,
She was a 4... 450.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought there was a fast watch on her.
A line woman.
That one that was like a 442, and I was like, she's probably more 4.5.
Is she a tight end? I don't know. I just want to stay respectful in this regard.
Please do.
Dino brings up an interesting point. This whole idea of, I don't know if I need a win or don't. Like, this idea, like, has that ship sailed? Like, Gabe and I had a conversation last week about how Friday could have been potentially a moral victory game. Boy, they played well in Philly on the road, and they lost a tough one.
When you win, expectations change.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that realm is true right now. I mean, this is the bonus year. This is Cubs 2015. It is. But now you're the one seed with two of your next three against Green Bay, like, you know, or two of your next four.
I think that it's in the same way that the Steelers are like, oh, we'll sit Aaron Rodgers out because we got AFC games to play over the next 3 weeks. How'd that turn out?
Yeah.
I think that it's incumbent on the Bears to win NFC games. Obviously.
It is two of your next three against the Packers. Incumbent to win NFC games and to take the North and not give it back. You've taken the North.
You've now, well, Weeder said no.
No,
they have not
no.
taken it. But I think that at least for right now, they are walking out the store.
And when was the last time this game, Bears and Packers, was actually, it's a bigger game for Green Bay than it is for the Bears. Yeah, and all these games are big for the Bears going forward. I'm not saying it's not, but in terms of who needs it more this week, I think it's Green Bay.
And in 2 weeks, that might flip, right? Like, in 2 weeks, it could be the Bears need this game, but for right now, it's the Packers who need this game.
And that was Dino's point, which we'll all be able to swim in the rest of the week once we turn the page. I'm offended by this much Packers talk before the page has been turned.
Well, should we turn the page and then have Victory Chicken at the same time on Wednesday?
Oh, boy. This is what happens when you become the one seed in Packers week, huh? Gets confusing around these parts. Yeah, we could.
I mean, everything's thrown off. The tryptophan. Like, there's a lot of things going on.
It's true.
We were all out of town.
Lawrence, last week, you guys were out of town. Tanner, do you realize that both Caleb and the Coordinators, which is a great band. I saw them at Lounge Acts back in the day. Caleb and the Coordinators, they both spoke on a Tuesday. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Didn't make any sense.
Danny, we picked a good week to not be here.
Oh, we did. Yeah, absolutely. But where's the, especially during the holiday season, Spiro Dinos, where's the tradition? You're going to break tradition? Yeah. Coordinators and Caleb?
On a Tuesday. How much tape we had to process? That was a battle.
Guys, they had a game on Friday.
Yeah, they did. First Friday game in decades. And they won it. By the way, Tanny, welcome back. They won that game on Friday.
They did?
Against the Eagles.
They did.
It was a long time ago, I know.
Yeah.
Let's see if that ends up on Abbott Elementary.
Seriously.
How about that?
You want to go highlighting your Philly sports teams? How about you highlight that ass kicking?
Hey, Quinta, let's make sure that we get all the stuff from this game on Black Friday on Abbott Elementary.
Hey, man.
You know, when the Eagles fans are walking out of the game with 7 minutes left to play in it, the great Eagles fans, Quinta, let's get them all in there. Let's make sure that that's part of it.
Yeah, man, they were bailing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.